Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show as we kick off the Cinco de Mayo week. It is Monday, May 4th, 2015. Hope you are planning to have a very productive week. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and the station's website, kvoi.com, with our live streaming as well, podcasts, and all of our archives of every show we have done, pretty much every show over the last 4+ years. That's 24/7 availability at buckmastershow.com. We'll begin with our Monday political face-off, followed at 12:30 with our monthly visit with General John Wickham, the former Chief of Staff of the United States Army. Our live line number 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Our Monday political face-off features a different team of commentators each week. Today it's Bruce Ash. Bruce is in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom is the former chairman of the state and the local, the Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. So for 30 years, Moe and his family have been serving very well the Tucson community. Their location is Fort Lowell and Dodge. They're on Facebook at Moe's and on the internet, moesgallery.com. Bruce and Paul, how was the weekend?
Great. Nice. Yeah. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, it was lovely weather, and it's kind of odd to kind of get a little bit of a rain shower this time of year.
This is the driest month of the year usually for us. It's kind of nice to get at least cooling rain. It wasn't a lot of rain, but it's cooled things down.
I didn't have to water my wildflowers this morning.
Very nice. Bruce, once a week you put together what you call This Is What I Believe. It's a radio 60-second radio commentary that airs on this station. You'll be recording it after our show today, actually. I have your script.
Yes, sir.
I have your script in front of me. And I just want to share with our listeners one sentence from that. And it's, quote, "Decades of rotten Democratic leadership engaged in either worn-out leftist ideologies or simple
self-aggrandizement
are to blame for Freddie Gray's tragic death in Baltimore."
That's right. I agree.
You agree. So blame goes to the Democrats.
Look, U.S. urban centers have been almost exclusively run by Democrat machines for the last 40 or 50 years. And the kind of poverty that we see in those cities is definitely the blame of the leadership. Things were better in the 1970s than they are today. And the kind of politics that's played is these guys know that they are keeping their brown and their black population in place because they are a natural constituency for them. They keep them blaming somebody else for their problems, notwithstanding the fact that since the Great Society in the 1960s, the federal government has invested, I'm using their terms, not mine, has invested $17+ trillion in those kinds of programs. And yet, 50 years later, there's really not much to show for it. Educational attainment, poverty rates, crime, violence in cities, no success. And the problems that occurred last week, Freddie Gray's life should be for a good thing. And if for nothing else, if it is for the nation finally to wake up that leftist ideology doesn't help in urban settings, then his life won't be for nothing.
Paul Eckerstrom, you're sitting here listening to this, and your
police brutality somehow is now translated into a corrupt Democratic ideology that created that. I don't quite get the idea behind that. I mean, look at this man was arrested for, quote, having an illegal weapon on him. It was a folding knife, which was not illegal. He was arrested inappropriately. Then he's put into a paddy wagon without being put in restraints and put into handcuffs behind his back. And then they call it what they call is a rough ride. The police do this and start shaking around in the back of the truck, and he breaks his neck. So I'm sorry. How is that the Democrats' fault? That's the fault of the individual police officers that did this. It has nothing to do with Democratic ideology.
And these officers are going to have to stand trial.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, manufacturing in this country is dried up because the business community has been shipping jobs overseas and doesn't want to do manufacturing here because they can get much cheaper labor overseas. And Baltimore was one of those manufacturing centers, and it no longer has that job base it once had. And that's the real reason for any type of poverty that's going on in urban centers. And to gloss over that, which is pure economics and pure greed by the very, very wealthy people who control those companies, and they do it for economic reasons. I understand that, but that's the real problem. How does that have anything to do with Democratic ideology? You know, one Democratic ideology, LBJ put in the program, the food stamp program,
mm-hmm.
and it's been wildly successful. We had a 6% malnutrition rate in this country before that. After that, it went down to 1%. When Ronald Reagan cut the program, it went back up to 2%. And then, you know, when George Bush, the elder, put it back, that funding back, it went back down below 1% again. How is that a bad thing? It keeps people from starving.
What's interesting about Paul's ideology and the thinking of people like Paul and his party is that they gauge the success of their party by the number of people that they make dependent upon the federal government.
The number of people that are starving,
and they're
especially usually kids.
I find that to be tragic. The enemy of black and brown people living in major inner city settings, Paul, is not the policeman. It should be focused on the Democrat politicians who have been running those cities and have literally led with bankrupt policies for the last 50 years, and the failure of education and the breakdown of the demographic system, particularly in black, Hispanic, and now increasingly in white families, with the lack of a father and an intact family structure.
And that's somehow the Democrats' fault. Look, the plain fact of the matter is the Republicans are systematically cutting public education around the country, and especially here in Arizona. That, more than anything, is going to contribute to poverty rates. It's going to, and the middle class is drying up because they can't even send their kids to college anymore. I'm facing that right now, where tuition rates are going up because of the Republican cuts to the universities, and my daughter's going, and another $500 a year is being on top of $12,000 a year tuition rates and fees. And somehow, if I'm struggling with sending my daughter to school, to the university, what do you think lower middle class people?
You make a decent living.
Yeah, I'm in the middle class, and I'm probably a little bit higher than the middle class. And the lower middle class and people in poverty have almost no chance of sending their kids to college these days. And somehow that's a good thing, that we're going to make people have debt up to their eyeballs when they graduate from college, and somehow that's a good thing. No, it's a bad thing, because what built the middle class? It was public education. It was low-cost universities. It was the GI Bill, all the things the Democrats represented in the 20th century. And we built the middle class, and it created the best economy in the world because we now had people who could buy things and keep our consumer-driven economy going. That's all going away because of Republican policies. So if you and by the way, police brutality, it doesn't have parties involved with it. It's in the reddest areas in South Carolina. It's in blue areas like Baltimore. It's everywhere, and it's an issue we need to deal with because, frankly, I think it's driven a lot by racism in our country. And,
well, if there's a party that's been based on racism, Paul, it's the Democratic Party.
No, come on.
This is the party of Jim Crow. It's a party of racism in this country for over 150 years.
Okay.
And in fact, Paul...
It was the party of Jim Crow until the 20th century when the Republicans all of a sudden became the party of Jim Crow. And I don't understand that. Why did the party of Lincoln turn against the very population that they were supposedly trying to free.
And in fact, Paul, in Baltimore, city and county, run almost exclusively, like Tucson, by Democrats. Guess who gets to pick the police chief?
Who?
The Democrats.
Yeah, but in South Carolina, guess who gets to pick the police chief? The Republicans. So it goes both ways.
The number, when you compare the number of Bruce, men and women who are killed in police custody compared to the number of policemen that are shot and killed in this country, there's no comparison,
all right,
Paul. Thank you.
Ed, I think rather than go to the calls, we're going to take the break now. And
so Paul can de-sweat himself.
We'll be on time at take the 12:15 break, then Adrian. Anna, you will be first, then Roger, please be patient. You'll be next. So let's come back on the face-off right after this. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And, of course, they're on Facebook. Saw Moe this weekend. He's very pleased with the folks that say they listen to the Buckmaster Show, which is good to hear. Our patients, thank you very much. The patients for waiting. Adriana is first on the live line at 790-2040. Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. Just allow me to finish. I think it's actually wrong to justify getting money for schools in the way that he does it. Because when did we start to qualify a teacher's ability to teach and a student's ability to learn on money? That's wrong, because you are there to teach. Now, the difference is that now teachers, you know, it's their living. I understand fair raises, but what you do is an injustice, because of all the administrative costs where most of the money is spent, it's not fair to the teachers, and it's not fair to the students. So that's all I have to say on that.
And don't good point, Adrienne. And don't forget that in Tucson Unified School District, only about 47% of all the dollars actually ever get into the classroom.
Okay. Yeah. Let me answer that. That is a made-up number by the Goldwater Institute, and here's why.
Comes straight from the state,
Paul. A facility.
Not the Goldwater Institute.
A facility takes money, mm-hmm. and that's, to me, classroom spending. They don't count it as classroom spending.
Okay.
Bus transportation for the kids.
That's included.
That's not included, as classroom spending. A librarian and a library is not included as classroom spending. I'm sorry. These administrative numbers are made up to justify slashing the costs, slashing the classroom. Here's the other thing, is Bill. Every time you cut, mm-hmm. okay, every time you cut money going to the schools mm-hmm. and the school districts from the state, which is what's been happening for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the percentage, if you count buses and facilities, the schools themselves, the air conditioning, whatever the costs are, if you those are fixed costs. You can't change those. So where's the only place you can cut? It's classroom size. It's teacher salaries. Teachers right now, if you were a teacher and a sole provider for a family of four, mm-hmm. you'd be in poverty. At $35,000 a year, you can't raise a family on that these days. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? And that's what we want our teachers to do. And these people have not only a bachelor's degree, but they're required to get a master's degree within 5 years of being hired. Mm-hmm. How in the world do we expect professionals like that to stay in teaching? They say there's two studies that say that the two big things on classroom performance is class size being about 20 to 22 people, mm-hmm. kids per class, mm-hmm. and teachers that are well paid, so we can get the best and the brightest teaching our kids.
Okay.
Those are costs. That costs money. I'm sorry.
Now,
you need
Paul,
to cost okay. You have to spend money to get good results in the educational field to fix those two things, which we have not done.
Now Paul is on the defense with respect to Tucson Unified School District.
It's not just Tucson Unified School
finish,
District.
Paul.
Every school district
right,
in the state.
And by that measure, Paul, every school district in the state is measured the same way by the state. And by any measure from the state, Tucson Unified School District is amongst the lowest achievers of any of them. So now you're defending Adelita Grijalva and the policies of the Grijalva family that have gone on now for nearly 40 years that have led to failure.
About the Grijalva family.
No, you turn it to education, Paul,
all right
here in Tucson.
Roger has been waiting on the live line. Roger, you're up next at 790-2040. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, the argument that I should pay for your kid to go to college to me is absurd. When my kids were little, we drove a $100 car. We lived in an apartment with two kids. We sent our kids to private school, a private Catholic school, because we wanted a better education. I would go without eating lunch to send my kids there while I paid for public school in my taxes. Now, once through public school, now you want me to pay for your kid who probably fought this to get to pass high school because the kid never wanted to go to school. Now,
what?
First of all,
that's an assumption that
you want
pretty far-fetched.
To escalate the cost of me paying for my kids to go to college by having government inflate that cost with money they're pouring in. We got foreign kids getting free education that aren't even citizens of this country. And you got teachers coming in from overseas to teach our kids to hate America.
All right, Roger. Let's let Paul respond to your accusation there. Roger does not feel, Paul, that you...
I'm paying for my kids' education, all right? I have no problem with that. It's going to be a stretch, but I'm going to do it. Now, second, you know, if I'm having trouble making ends meet to do that, then what about other people who are lower on the economic scale than I am, which there's most of the people in the country and most of the people in this state? The state constitution of Arizona says college education shall be as free as possible. We are not living up to that provision in our constitution. And it used to be the case. When Bruce and I both went to the University of Arizona, it was less than $1,000 a year tuition and fees, and I could work a summer job and raise that money, live at home, and pay my way through school. And that included books and everything else, and have a little spending money in my pocket. And I didn't come out with any debt because of that. Now, that's just not a possibility for any of these kids going to the universities in Arizona. And the reason is the state legislature has slashed the funding for our schools, period. That's what's been going on for 20 years. And we sit back and take it. And I don't understand why, because education is the key for success economically in this country now, but not only for the people who work, but also for companies to compete with other companies around the world who do value education.
Bruce, let's bring you back into the conversation.
Well, Paul continues to make his defense over education here in the state of Arizona. Tucson Unified School District, Paul, just to repeat one more time, gets the same amount per pupil as districts like Flowing Wells and Amphitheater and Vail and Catalina Foothills
and the
rest. Yeah,
but what about the University of Arizona? What about ASU? What about NAU?
Bruce was patient, Paul, you were speaking.
I'd like to get our kids out of high school with a good education, and increasingly we haven't been able to do that in Tucson Unified School District, run exclusively by Democrats for most of the last 40 years, Paul.
Well, you know what, Bruce? I graduated from TUSD. You did too. But that was before the slashing of funds when we went from 26th in funding of our schools among the states to dead last. To dead last. And so don't
give me... Oh, that's the makeup. That's a made-up number that you continue
to go with. It's not a
made-up number.
Okay, gentlemen. Noah has emailed me at bill@buckmastershow.com, and he says that Paul's argument about police brutality being about racism falls apart because the three of the officers charged are black and three are white.
Well, you know, and I accept that in Baltimore.
Okay.
But understand this. Who's always the victim of these things? It's almost always a minority, and mostly African-American males. They get pulled over 10 times more often than a white male,
you know,
by police. And so understand this. You know, the culture has to change between the police and the community it serves. It's got to be serving the community rather than it's us against them type of mentality.
Okay.
And that's been going around the country now for a long time, and we need to change that culture. And there's a lot of sociological reasons for what's happening, but it's not some simplistic idea that it's all the Democrats' fault. It's a party. It's the Democratic Party's fault that this is happening.
All right.
That's just absurd.
Paul, sure. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, Paul, let me just remind you that in many of these Democrat city centers, the Democrat city councils have instructed their police departments to pull people over and to create nuisance arrests and nuisance fines in order to help fill their treasuries.
All right.
You know who started that? Rudy Giuliani, a Republican mayor in New York City.
Time out, guys.
There you go.
Charles has been waiting. I believe it's Charles Heller. Mr. Heller, how are you today?
Great, Bill. Mr. Eckerstrom, I appreciate your fealty for quoting the Constitution, but I don't appreciate your fealty for cutting out the parts you don't like. And what the state constitution says about education is that it shall be free to the greatest extent possible for people ages 6 through 21. It does not cover people who are over 21, and many of the people who are in college are older than that, and there's no reason in the world why we shouldn't, if people haven't completed college by that time, why we shouldn't charge them more money. And the problem here is that you only look at the parts of the Constitution or the law that you like.
Okay. Well, I my daughter is not 21. She's 18, graduating from high school. So I don't know why that argument fits the vast majority of people that go to college in this. You know, and here's the other thing is, the route we're going is going to destroy our economic base because technology is the basis of our economy now. If we don't educate people to be involved in a technologically based economy, we will fall behind all the other countries that are investing in education.
So you're saying we're doomed if we continue on this road.
Exactly.
You bet, Paul. In places like Baltimore, where those thugs running in the streets were studying pyrotechnics because they sure managed to burn down loads of buildings and scare the hell out of the entire population there.
Okay, so it's the Democrats' fault for people looting. Now, it's a Democrats' fault for everything. Is that right?
In that town, the Democrats own the problems that exist.
All right, guys. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming in today. Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash for a very lively discussion. Thank you to our callers as well. 790-2040 will be the place for you to call to speak with General John Wickham. We're going to talk about military and foreign affairs. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Thank you, Mr. Gall, and your family for supporting the Buckmaster Show. We hope that the community will continue to support you. We'll be right back on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Exactly 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back. I'm Bill Buckmaster. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming our show, so if you're near a computer, you can hear us anywhere in the world at kvoi.com and buckmastershow.com. Once a month, we are honored to have General John Wickham, the Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs. General Wickham was United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. In addition, he was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He is now retired in Oro Valley, and he joins us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. General, how are you today?
Doing fine, Bill. Glad to be on your great program.
Thank you very much. We just had a very spirited discussion about what has been going on in Baltimore, and I just wondered, as we start our discussion with you about the military, and I'm wondering, how about racial bias in the military? Have we made progress?
We've made some progress, Bill, but the problem in Baltimore and in Ferguson and elsewhere, and we're going to see more of it, is that we have not crossed the road entirely on eliminating bias against women and against minorities, particularly blacks. And that's what's manifesting itself in Baltimore. We as a society must do a better job. And the military, you would think, could have led the way, but they're not. As an illustration, to make it very brief, when I became Army Chief of Staff in 83, I discovered that command selection boards for battalion and brigade command, and these are crucial for anybody going up in promotion, we were only selecting 3 to 4% minorities, blacks, whereas the population in the Army was about 17-18%. And guess what? If you don't get selected for command, you're not going to get promoted. So what I did in my 4 years, I wrote in hand the guidance for all the boards every year. You will select in accordance with the density in the Army, or explain to me why you couldn't. And it was electric, and we began selecting more blacks. Well, sad thing now is the Army Times now reports that the Army is back to selecting only 3 to 4% of their for command. So my successors didn't follow through, or the lawyers have gotten involved and say we shouldn't have quotas. But we have to do a better job, Bill, and Baltimore reminds us we've got a way to go. If we want more Colin Powells in the military, we have to open up the opportunities for young people and black people and women.
And, of course, I should point out, and gladly to do so, that Colin Powell points to you, General Wickham, as his mentor. And several times in his biography, he points out that if it wasn't for you helping him along in his Army career, it would not have gotten off square one. So we thank you for that, sir.
Thank you, Bill. That's true.
Front page of today's Arizona Daily Star concerning military members participating, perhaps, in a real change in the retirement savings plans, like a 401k. Is this a good thing, these benefit changes?
These proposals coming out of the Congress, and they're in some part trying to give equity and equal opportunity in the military. But they also have some elements in there that are not very attractive. One of the elements is to cut back on health care, TRICARE, for retirees as well as active duty people. And the president has said we need to take a hard look at these proposals. So I'm not sure that the Congress has got it all together there. But the idea of some change in military retirement to allow people to be vested so that they will have some retirement if they leave before 20 years makes sense. I've always felt that's unjust to have a young man or woman leave the service at 16, 17, or 18 years and get nothing. So this makes a lot of sense, and I would be supportive depending upon what's in the package. But we need to look at it very carefully, because I'm uneasy a little bit about this new Congress that may be looking for savings at the expense of equity.
790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have a question or comment for General Wickham, he would be delighted to entertain that comment or question. Let's turn to this new study, General Wickham, about the future of Davis Mountain Air Force Base. What did you find interesting that you would like to share with our listeners, sir, about that study?
Well, as we all know, Bill, you've lived here longer than I have, and many of your listeners have. Davis Mountain not only is important for national security, it's unique in terms of its weather, its access to the Goldwater bombing and gunnery range, and proximity to the border. So it has a great opportunities here. We've got a place there where we store old vehicles and old aircraft because of the weather. They last longer. So it's a unique capability. But Davis Mountain needs to do more than depend on a kind of an aircraft like the Warthog A-10. And their thought is maybe we're going to bring in the F-35s. Well, the F-35 can be very noisy, and so people may not want it there. And the A-10 is not going to last forever. It's 40-year-old technology. The Air Force wants to replace it, but there's some resistance to that, I think, probably unwarranted resistance, but I understand their point of view. Now, the study is something that I had urged the mayor to undertake privately in a meeting with him. And I thought that I gave him some ideas, other things that ought to be looked at. For example, given the proximity of Davis Mountain to a railroad base, you could bring a lot of vehicles and other aircraft from all the military services and store them there. That would be attractive. The Army has been trying to move the Monterey Language School from Monterey, California, to Fort Huachuca to marry up with our intelligence school at Fort Huachuca. But that dog will not hunt. It hasn't happened. But Davis Mountain could become a base for intelligence schooling for all the services, and proximity to the University of Arizona and its language capabilities there. That would be a bestseller, it would seem to me. So I think there are attractive opportunities. And the study talks about one other idea, is making the command of the Air Force, 12th Air Force, sort of responsible for relations with South America and south of the border. That's a good mission, but that's not going to happen overnight.
Well, it's interesting, a very interesting idea about the old Army vehicles that are mothballed, and it does make sense because we already have the boneyard, as they call kind of, I think they call it the regeneration area for the Air Force. So why not combine the Army and Air Force mothballed fleet right there?
It makes sense, and there's land to do that, no noise, and but that's got to come from the Department of Defense, and I think we have to push from our side to get that kind of idea in the forefront, no doubt about it. That vehicles there would make a big difference. You know, you mentioned the boneyard. A lot of people are not aware that the boneyard of aircraft actually makes money. We sell parts from that boneyard in foreign military sales. It benefit the Air Force and benefit national security. So we could do that with ground vehicles as well, the thousands of them that we have.
I did not realize that was a money-making deal, that they were selling parts to other militaries around the world. Interesting.
Yeah, so it actually makes money. It more than breaks even.
Wow. Jim, our friend Jim Kelly, a loyal listener to this program, a good friend of ours. Jim would like to speak with you, General. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Jim. Jim always asks good questions.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, General. You know, I don't know if you know, I'm a two-time graduate of the Defense Language Institute in Monterey. And I got to tell you, it does make sense to move the school and the intelligence, the joint intelligence schools, to problem is trying to get all the instructors out of Monterey.
Yeah.
Because it's such a paradise for them. I do agree with you on that. And I was getting ready to suggest the parts selling to the other countries' militaries, because I know about that, and I'm going, that would be perfect for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are an industrial supply hub in southern Arizona, and we can be better and bigger, and Davis Moth can play a great role in that. Yep. So I am in agreement with you 100% of everything that you've said today, General, and from your lips to God's ears, let's make it happen.
Well, you're good, awfully good comments, and the fact that you're a graduate of Monterey makes you even more valuable. You ought to think about an op-ed for the local paper here and begin articulating that point. You're right, the instructors out there don't want to move Sierra Vista. Places like that are too rural, but Tucson's not rural. And it would be a very attractive place, given the proximity of the university here and also up in Phoenix. So I think it makes a lot of sense. And the Air Force has land to do that here. But we've got to push. It's got to come from us. And that's why I think the mayor should be applauded for his initiative with this study.
All right, General Wickham with us. Before we take the break, General, let's see if we can get Ingrid on the show before we take a break. Ingrid, go ahead.
Hi, just a quick question, if possible. Do you know where we get the raw materials from to produce our own aircraft and other weaponry? Do we have to mine it out of the ground?
Okay, thank you, Ingrid.
Good question, Ingrid. It's largely coming from the United States, although we do import aluminum and the bauxite to make into aluminum from overseas. So it's a bit of a mixture.
Okay, it's a good question. It's something that we normally don't think about, where the material, the raw material, come for our defense industry. Thank you very much, Ingrid, for that. General, stick around. We're going to take our break here on the Buckmaster Show at 12:46 on this Monday afternoon. Be right back.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, the letter carriers in this community are united. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, letter carriers in our community uniting to help the Community Food Bank, plus the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Join us on Buckmaster noon to 1 each weekday afternoon on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and anywhere in the world live streaming at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon. Our good friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, sponsoring this portion of the program. They have sent me a long list of many activities this summer. It's going to be great. Silver City Blues and Bike Festival is coming up. Taj Mahal headlines that. That's over Memorial Day. That's the 20th year celebrating this free Silver City event. And of course, there's a Wild West Pro Rodeo June 3rd through the 6th, but that's just the beginning of a lot of activities this summer. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson. Make a delightful drive over there. The elevation's nearly 6,000 feet in Silver City, so what that means is nice, cool evenings and mild days. You can check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, and you can find the full listing of great places to stay, like Fayetteville, Hot Springs Resort, and Agave Ridge Retreat. Let's go back now to the live line. General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, joins us once a month, and we're glad he does. General Wickham, Japan, we had the visitor, the Japanese Prime Minister was in this country, and what was the significance of that visit, General Wickham?
Well, profound. Actually, Abe is a very enlightened, educated man and seeking to make progress with Japan's future. And it's important for the United States national security and global security that Japan begin to play more of an active role in foreign affairs. And as you know, the Constitution of Japan, which MacArthur helped write, restricts Japan from using its military in foreign activities. But Abe and the Japanese Parliament now want to change that. They want to broaden that and get rid of that restriction, broaden the Constitution to allow Japan to make use of its military in broadened activities in foreign affairs. Doesn't mean they're going to be aggressive, but they want to be able to help and to be able to show capabilities. And then given the growing importance of China economically and militarily, China's going to surpass the United States economically in the near future. Its military is still deficient compared to the United States, but it's getting better, more sophisticated than we can actually imagine. And so it's important that Japan continue to play an important role in this regard. Japan is also one of our biggest trading partners in the world, and that's valuable. And so we need to continue to build a relationship with Japan that is solid. It's a democratic government, pretty much. And so I think it's beneficial for the world that Japan continue to grow prosperously.
Could you see a day where Japan actually has atomic and nuclear weapons?
Yes. Japan, and with its nuclear power plants, it has enough plutonium stored over excess plutonium to begin to start making nuclear bombs within a month or two, believe it or not.
Wow.
And the United States has played an active role with Japanese willingness to help dispose of some of that plutonium in responsible ways. But Japan could do that if they wanted to turn it around. So could South Korea. I was involved many years ago in helping persuade, although I was not in official capacity, but helping to persuade Park Chung-hee, the president of South Korea, to stop their nuclear acquisition program. And he did. And the quid pro quo for that, which Jim Schlesinger, the Secretary of Defense, gave when I was with him then, was that we will provide a nuclear umbrella for you for the foreseeable future. Well, when there's some question about that umbrella lasting, and when the North Koreans, according to the Chinese now, say they have at least 20 nuclear weapons and the makings of 20 more next year, that troubles the South Koreans. And some people in the South Korean legislature are saying now maybe we need to get some weapons ourselves. And the South Koreans, like the Japanese, given their nuclear power plants, have the capability within several months to start doing that.
Could you ever foresee North Korea using aggressively a nuclear weapon?
No, I couldn't, Bill. But, you know, history shows us, could we ever foresee a World War One? And the people believed at the time, the pundits and the politicians believed, before World War One, no, it's not going to happen. Too improbable. It's impossible. Well, we know what happened. We had a war. And it's because of improbable actions by and imprudent actions by political leaders. Yes, I think there could be danger from North Korea. There's been some studies now, people that have been there, the Chinese even are saying, we don't have any control over North Korea. They don't listen to us. And my visits to China, six or seven of them, the Chinese leaders have said the same thing to me. They don't listen to us. They do their own thing. So, and there was the thing on PBS just the other night talking about the North Korean regime. It's one of the more unique dictatorial regimes in the world that has embedded itself in North Korean society, where the people up there believe that the North Korean leadership is actually God-given, and that what they say is the word of God, and so they have to believe it. And so that the North Korean leadership could do something irrational, although they're not crazy, but they could do something irrational, and we could have a nuclear problem in North Korea.
Well, that really scares me, I'll tell you, because especially if the North Korean leadership is not really listening or worried too much about China and what the Chinese leaders are saying and urging moderation, that's a very dangerous situation, General Wickham.
And the bad news also, Bill, is you understand better than anybody, we don't have any contact with North Korea officially. There's no negotiations going on. We used to have the six-party talks. The Chinese are saying, let's get it started again. It's important, but it doesn't want to work. We're not paying attention there. We're focused on Iran, which is important to do that. But maybe the Iranian deal, if it comes to pass, and I hope it does, despite all this negative hype that's coming out of the Congress, I hope it does come to pass, and that could set a precedent. Maybe for now, let's turn to North Korea and see what progress can be made there.
Well, yeah, a lot of our focus, of course, is on the Middle East, and we should be thinking about certainly North Korea and what's going on in Asia. But the way the media is, we've sort of pointed the Middle East has become our centerpiece, and this other activity doesn't get much coverage.
It doesn't, and as you may have read in the New York Times, there was an op-ed just a day or so ago saying we need to be very cautious in America about being drawn into another war in the Middle East, which the conservatives in our political system are urging we do, that we got boots on the ground in Syria, boots on the ground in Iraq, and boots on the ground in Jordan, and go after ISIS, this militant group there, and kill them all. I've heard John McCain say, we need to kill all of them before they kill us. Well, I understand that point of view. but I don't agree with it.
Okay, General Wickham, we certainly respect your point of view, and it's always welcome here on the program. Thank you very much. Congratulations, your upcoming wedding anniversary, 60 years, my goodness.
Yeah, the good Lord has blessed us. Well, yours is coming up. You've got 54. Tomorrow.
We'll have 43, actually.
43. Yeah, okay.
43 tomorrow.
I got the numbers backwards.
Yeah, 43 on Cinco de Mayo. Thank you, General Wickham. Always a pleasure.
God bless.
Thanks a lot. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you very much to Mike Emery. Thanks, Mike, and the team that you have put together there at Perfection Auto Works. I always recommend if anyone needs any work on their foreign or domestic automobile, it's a no-brainer. Mike Emery and his team at Perfection Auto Works, especially a no-brainer since they are offering a 26-point free inspection. Check it out, perfectionautoworks.com, Midtown location, one block south of Speedway, 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650. Coming up this afternoon, it's 4 Tucson at 4, 4 to 5 in the afternoon, with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen producing that show. Then we're back with you with more local talk tomorrow, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double, 8 to 9 tomorrow morning. Ed Alexander will be up bright and early with with those shows, and then he sticks around at the end of his day for my show at 12:04. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.